This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, breaking new developments in the Hunter Biden investigation. CBS News has learned the FBI believes it has gathered sufficient evidence to charge the president's son with crimes related to his taxes and a gun purchase. Now, the U.S. attorney in Delaware must decide if the evidence is enough to charge Hunter Biden. CBS's Catherine Herridge is here with the latest. Gas prices on the rise. Americans fear pain at the pump as OPEC Plus slashes output.
It's ridiculous.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti breaks down just how much more you could be paying when filling up. Senate candidate Herschel Walker on defense. Days after denying that he paid for an abortion, the woman making that claim says they even have a kid together. CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest on his battleground Senate race. The shocking scene in New York City. Emergency crews respond to a police vehicle hitting multiple pedestrians. And Eye on America, more than 2 months after Kentucky's deadly flooding. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez spoke with some people who are still struggling.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with some breaking news. CBS News has learned that the FBI has gathered what it believes is enough evidence to support charging President Biden's son Hunter with crimes related to his taxes and a gun purchase. The FBI has sent the information to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. An attorney for Hunter Biden hit back at the allegations in a statement. Attorney Chris Clark said it is a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one. Well, we have a lot of news to get to tonight, and CBS's Catherine Herridge will start us off. Catherine, good evening.
Jerika, tonight there is movement in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation, with sources telling CBS News the FBI believes it has sufficient evidence against the president's son.
The years-long federal investigation into Hunter Biden's business practices began before Joe Biden was president. And sources tell CBS News the FBI believes there is enough evidence to prosecute. That evidence was provided months ago to David Weiss. The U.S. attorney in Delaware was appointed by President Trump and is yet to bring charges.
There's a difference between agents gathering evidence and a U.S. attorney making a prosecutorial decision. And I think he will have free rein to make the decision.
Sources tell CBS News the probe explored whether the younger Biden, his uncle James, and other business associates violated tax, money laundering, and foreign lobbying laws. Since the early months of this year, the probe narrowed, focusing on delinquent tax payments, including income Hunter Biden earned as a board member for a Ukrainian energy company. A source close to the president's son said he paid off more than $1 million in past due taxes. Sources familiar with the probe told CBS News investigators were also looking at allegations that Hunter Biden made false statements on a gun registration form and may have disposed of a gun improperly.
So it figures to be a fairly straightforward charge to prove, and it carries a significant penalty under federal law.
A lawyer for Hunter Biden called the apparent leak inherently biased, one-sided, and inaccurate, adding their team believes prosecutors should not be pressured, rushed, or criticized for doing their job. President Biden maintains he is not being briefed on the case.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
The president has consistently denied knowledge of his son's work, but congressional Republicans say they will investigate if they take control of committees after the midterm elections.
Tonight, the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on the status of the investigation. Hunter Biden's lawyer said in a statement the Justice Department should investigate the leak. Jerika?
Catherine, thank you. Now to growing fears about rising energy prices. The national average for a regular gallon of gas jumped 4 cents overnight after OPEC Plus announced a big cut in oil production. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports tonight from California, which is already dealing with the highest prices in the nation.
In California, it now costs nearly $100 to fill up a mid-sized car.
It's ridiculous.
Nowhere more expensive than in the Golden State, where prices have soared $1.15 in just the past month. The AAA reports big weekly hikes, not just in the West, but also the Midwest and spreading east, all the way to the White House, where President Biden is now confronting OPEC's 2 million barrel a day cutback in production.
Disappointment, and we're looking at what alternatives we may have.
With the midterms just a month away.
What do these prices mean for those elections coming up?
Well, we've seen Americans very frustrated with the high price of gasoline, feeling a bit claustrophobic. Gas prices are a very high priority for your average American.
Drive down any street or highway, rising gas prices stare consumers directly in the face. California's price spike actually has little to do with OPEC. The state's astronomical retail gasoline prices have been caused by refinery shutdowns, the highest gas taxes in the nation, and California's strict environmental laws, which require special gas blends. What's staggering is how much more Californians are paying than drivers in places like Texas or Georgia, now more than double.
Has the gap ever been this high in the country before?
We've never seen the gap between California and the rest of the country this high.
And starting tomorrow here in California, the state will issue rebate checks to around 23 million people. It's part of a $9.5 billion deal to provide relief to drivers. Jerika?
And a lot of people looking for relief with the holidays around the corner. Thank you, Jonathan. Tonight, a suspect is in custody following a horrific stabbing rampage on the Las Vegas Strip. It happened just before noon local time near the Wynn and the Venetian resorts. Police say a man with a large kitchen knife attacked 8 people and killing 2. Witnesses said several victims appeared to be showgirls who take pictures with tourists. Well, there is a surprising new development in the closely watched Georgia Senate race. Republican candidate Herschel Walker has repeatedly denied knowing the woman who accused him of paying for her abortion in 2009. Well, now that woman claims she is the mother of one of his children. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Thank you, guys. Thank
in his
guys
first so public much. Campaign event since back-to-back bombshell reports by the Daily Beast, Herschel Walker played defense.
This here, the abortion thing is false. It's a lie.
The Heisman Trophy winner and staunchly pro-life candidate doubled down after the outlet revealed a woman who alleged Walker paid for her abortion in 2009 also had a child with him.
If I knew about it, I would be honest and talk about it. But I know nothing about that.
According to the latest report, the woman said she came forward after Walker's repeated denials.
Have you figured out who it is?
Not at all.
She told the Daily Beast, I've been very civil thus far. I keep my mouth shut, but I'm also not going to get run over time and time again. Adding, he didn't accept responsibility for the kid we did have together, and now he isn't accepting responsibility for the one that we didn't have. The woman previously provided the Daily Beast with a receipt from an abortion clinic, a get well card, and a copy of a $700 check signed by Walker.
Everything has been a lie.
After his son called him out on social media, Walker told reporters he's not concerned.
But I will always love him, no matter what my son says. I'm Herschel Walker. Saved by grace.
The Senate hopeful has raised at least $500,000 since the scandal broke, with some voters unswayed.
I believe Herschel has made mistakes, but I truly believe that he's changed as a person.
And if he's proven to be wrong and he lied about it, then I'll be greatly disappointed. I don't know that it will be disappointment enough to sway me to vote in the other direction.
National GOP leaders have also rallied behind Walker, who remains locked in a tight battle with Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock continued to steer clear of the controversy when asked about it today and said the election is about who is ready to represent Georgia in the U.S. Senate. Jerika.
A lot of layers to this story. Thank you, Nicole. Well, overseas now to Ukraine, where police today say they have recovered the bodies of more than 500 civilians in territory recaptured by the Ukrainian army since its offensive began last month. This map right here shows where Ukraine is retaking more territory every day from the fleeing Russian forces. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in southern Ukraine.
Ukrainian troops in fierce gun battles against Russian soldiers. The Defense Ministry releasing this video said to show a Russian tank crew surrendering. But in retreat, they're retaliating. Russian rockets pierced the heart of Zaporizhia just before dawn. This five-story building collapsed while those inside were sleeping.
Several hours after the rocket attack, and the building is still smoldering. This is no longer a rescue operation. This is a building smack dab in the middle of Zaporizhia.
Elena got a 5 a.m. phone call from her 70-year-old mother, Valentina, who said she was trapped.
Your mother was under the rubble.
Yes.
She broke one of her legs and her ribs, but she's alive.
You seem very composed. Were you not terrified? Are you not angry?
Very angry. We need help. Stop this. We need help.
As they cleared the debris, we saw three body bags taken away.
More victims of President Putin's senseless war who had nothing to do with it.
There will be more attacks, more destruction, more body bags in a war with no end in sight.
Zaporizhia has come under repeated attack in recent days. It's the capital of one of the regions President Putin illegally annexed just a few days ago. But Jerika, the city and surrounding areas remain firmly under Ukrainian control.
Charlie Daggett, as always, thank you to you and your crew for your reporting. President Biden today took a major step towards decriminalizing marijuana. The president announced plans to pardon everyone who's been convicted of simple marijuana possession under federal law. Administration officials say those pardons could help about 6,500 people. The president is also asking for a review of how marijuana is classified under federal law. We turn now to Uvalde, Texas, where a school police officer was fired today. It happened within hours of a report which revealed she was among hundreds of officers facing criticism for their response to the school massacre in May that claimed 21 lives. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciana.
He's in a back room on the far inside.
Crimson Elizondo was among the first officers to respond to the Robb Elementary School shooting on May 24th. The former Texas trooper is seen in this video walking into the school, awaiting instructions as terrorized children were inside. After the massacre was over, Elizondo can be heard speaking to a fellow officer in a video published by CNN.
If my son had been in there, yeah. I would not have been outside, I promise you that.
It's sickening.
as a parent, how do you say that? You know, how do you not just go in?
Despite parents like Brett Cross demanding the district terminate or suspend any school police officer who had been at the scene, the Uvalde School District hired Elizondo to patrol the schools after leaving the Texas Department of Public Safety. Documents obtained by CBS News show in late July, DPS had notified the Uvalde School District that Elizondo was under investigation by the agency's Office of the Inspector General for actions inconsistent with training requirements. The district hired her anyway. But the recent audio release prompted the Uvalde School District to fire the officer this morning, saying, "We sincerely apologize to the victims' families and the greater Uvalde community for the pain this revelation has caused." Brett Cross is about to reach his 10th day of protest outside of the school district offices, demanding that every one of the school resource officers be suspended until the end of the investigations. Of the 90 or so DPS officers who showed up on May 24th, seven of them are under investigation. Just two have been suspended. Elizondo has not made any comments. Jerica.
Lilia Luciano, who's been covering this story from the beginning, thank you. As Florida begins its long recovery from Hurricane Ian, its neighbors to the north in Kentucky are still weathering the storm. Heavy rains resulted in the state's worst flooding in decades, causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage and 40 deaths. Well, more than 2 months later, many are still waiting for help. For tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez returned to the scene of the devastation.
Got it?
Yeah.
The signs of lives upended are everywhere here. Third generation coal miner Roger Hatton is still sifting through debris and memories.
What do you want people to know about what's happening here?
We have got a porch to sit on. Some people don't got a porch to sit on. They don't have, some people are living in tents.
This is one of the most enduring images of the Kentucky floods. 17-year-old Chloe Adams clinging to her dog Sandy on a neighbor's rooftop for 5 hours.
I didn't know how to deal with that situation. I didn't know what was going to happen, and I really did think I was not going to make it out alive.
Her cousin rescued them on a kayak, but to this day, Chloe has not returned to her hometown, Whitesburg.
I don't think I'll ever be able to comfortably sleep there again.
This nonprofit kitchen is providing the displaced an average of 1,200 meals a day. Five of the school district's 8 campuses were damaged, delaying the start of the school year. The state has been rolling out some temporary homes.
I believe that people should pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but our bootstraps have washed down the creek.
State Representative Angie Hatton, who lives in Whitesburg, says the problem for many now is navigating the process of securing aid from FEMA.
It takes some sort of Olympic athlete to jump through the hoops. So I keep calling on our representatives in Congress and the U.S. Senate to please do something about FEMA.
Overall, FEMA has doled out more than $70 million here.
Wow, down to the studs.
But victims like single mother of two, Vanessa Rouse, are still stuck in limbo.
Yes, this was the kitchen.
She says her flood insurance and homeowner's insurance are at odds over who should cover this. So for now, Rouse is paying a mortgage on a house she can't live in.
I used to come almost every day, but I don't come that often anymore.
Why is that?
Because it's so sad, because every day it's more and more apparent of the loss.
The loss and the long road ahead. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Well, a preschool daycare center overseas was the site of a horrific attack today. That story when we come back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Tonight, Thailand is reeling from the deadliest rampage in that nation's history. It started inside a preschool daycare center and ended with at least 36 people stabbed or shot to death. Most of the victims were children, some as young as 2 years old. Investigators say the attacker was a former police officer facing drug charges. He later killed his wife and child before taking his own life. Well, several people are in critical condition tonight after a New York City police car plowed into them. Police say the SUV was racing to a crime scene when it collided with another car and went onto the sidewalk, hitting eight people. The two officers in the vehicle were also taken to the hospital. Well, a new outbreak of Ebola prompts officials to begin screening passengers at major U.S. airports. That story when we return. An overseas outbreak of Ebola has officials here in the United States on high alert. Major U.S. airports this week will begin screening all travelers from the East African nation of Uganda for Ebola. Health officials are concerned because there is no vaccine for the strain of the virus spreading in that country. You may recall the U.S. implemented Ebola screening procedures during a global outbreak back in 2014. We'll be right back with a man who found his calling in ice cream.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are few things sweeter in life than someone who gets a second chance and deserves it, of course, especially if it comes with ice cream. CBS's Omar Villafranca explains.
It's delivery day for Will Gibson and his canine co-pilot. Together, they deliver homemade ice cream and sweet greetings.
Who wouldn't want to buy something that tastes amazing and you know that you're supporting someone behind it?
The person behind it is a former home theater salesman, now ice cream entrepreneur. A career change forced by a bicycle crash that left Gibson in severe pain and unable to work. Making ice cream at home started as a hobby to keep him busy and evolved into a business.
Gorgeous.
Now, Gibson churns out 600 pints a week.
When you were in the hospital, did you think that there was light at the end of this tunnel?
No.
Ice cream rescued Gibson, and his rescue dog has become the name and face of his company, Sweet Pearl. She showed up abandoned on his doorstep while he was recovering.
Pearl and I had each other. I'm probably going to be suffering to some degree for the rest of my life, but all of this is worth it.
A business changing lives one scoop at a time.
White chocolate and churro coffee. It is my absolute favorite one.
Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Wiley, Texas.
Everything's better with ice cream. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. And remember, if you can't watch us live, set your DVR so you can watch us later. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan. Have a great night.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker: The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.